When St. Philip said in the Gospel reading today, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough," that simple statement expresses our deepest desires as sons and daughters of God, to know who we are and to see God face to face. But what St. Philip failed to see was that Jesus lived that very mission himself in his words, his action, his life, and his deeds. He did everything in union with the Father to show us the Father. Jesus taught us what it truly means to be beloved children of God by how he served, by how he prayed, by how he lived. Each and every example that we have from Jesus strengthens and fortifies that attitude and that desire to love the Father and to receive the Father's love in our life, and to know how to express it in how we care for each other. Jesus is the example par excellence of what it means to be children of God. The Son of God came to live like us in all things but sin, so that to teach us what it means and how to live as beloved children of God. My brothers and sisters, we have to seek the Father through Christ Jesus by the power and working of the Holy Spirit each and every moment of our life. The life of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, lives within us. And they love us deep from within. And then they desire that ultimate union, and that intimate giving of themselves to us and ourselves to them at each and every moment. My brothers and sisters, how are you seeking God each day? In your own particular state of life, your own particular vocation, your own particular setting, and your own particular chapter of your earthly journey at this moment, how are you seeking the Father? To be honest with you, growing up as Catholic, I did not know how much the Father loves me. I know intellectually how much God loves me. I know catechesisly how much God loves me. But my heart never knew what it's meant to love and to be loved. And I went through my whole life, as a young child, as a teenager, as a young adult, even as a seminarian, most of my life as a seminarian until the year 2008, living my life out of duty and responsibility. I go to church, I keep the faith, I do my prayer out of duty and responsibility. But I never know what it's meant to be loved by God. And God was so patient in his own way with me. He waited until that moment when I was able to receive him fully and completely. As when I was quote unquote forced to go to the summer program with the priestly, with the Institute for Priestly Formation, I thought to myself, I had been a religious for a long time. I've been taught how to pray. And I have read so much works on prayer, this and that, and I can quote this or that person. Why do I need to go to this summer program in order to learn how to pray as a diocesan seminarian and priest? Boy, was I wrong. That resistance at first made me very resentful of the program itself, because I thought in my heart, I knew it all. I don't need this. But at the moment of my own arrogance or my own resistance, God did something that I didn't expect. He showed me his love. through Monsignor Etzef at that whole summer program, he showed me what it means to be loved. Monsignor Etzef, huh? Listened to my confession, listened to my sharing, huh? And he guided me with love. The tender love of a priest, of a father, but much more than that, he helped me to discern what it means to be loved by God the Father, through the Son, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit. At that summer, I knew deep within my own soul who I am as his beloved son. And in all of my imperfections, in all of my brokenness, in all of my humanity, I knew that God loves me. And I broke down and I cried. At that moment, I chose spiritual sobriety. I joked all the time and I told people that I am a recovering perfectionist. And people laugh. But really, if you have seen me, if you see my office, I like things to be organized. And I dislike disorganization and unpreparedness. But God teaches me each and every moment that his love for me and for others is not found in our perfection, but in our imperfections, in our brokenness. He loves me not because of my duty, not because of my responsibility, not because of what I do good, or not because of who I think I am. He loves me deep from within because he had created me. And he sees me in all of my failures, in all that I am. He sees that and he loves me there. That recognition deep within my heart brought me a lot of healing. And I remember breaking down and crying because I see how much God really loves me and how simple it is he asked me to love him. Not with a childish faith, but with a childlike faith. Mother Teresa, in her own way, taught me how to pray too. She said, when we come to pray, we look at God, God look at us, we smile. Even though there are times we don't know what to say. Even though there are times for many, many, many years she was living in the dark nights of the soul, she still looked at God. She smiled. That wasting time with God, that simplicity of heart, that purity of heart, that childlike faith is what is important. Show us the Father, and that will be enough. Spending time in basking ourselves in the love of the Father, help us to be more simple, be more childlike, and to fix our priorities right, to simply love. So, go back to my questions again when I ask you, how in your particular state of life, particular vocation, in this particular time and chapter of your life, how are you living your love and seeking the love of God in your life? So that when you and I spend that time in prayer, in contemplation, in meditation, in that wasting time with God, other people can see God through us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus said, believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me because of the works themselves. Because we do not speak on our own. Because we love the Father through the Son by the power and working of the Holy Spirit. We need to become more Christ-like each day in what we do and how we serve and how we live, so that other people know their dignity, their self-worth, their mission, their purpose, and their calling at beloved sons and daughters of God, at disciple of Christ Jesus, and instruments of the Holy Spirit. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles today remind us that when the apostles felt overwhelmed with the work of caring for the poor, the early Christians, they call upon seven reputable men and laid hand upon them as first deacons of the church. And the word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonia, mean the one to serve, the servant. Each and every priest, before he was ordained as a priest, was ordained as a deacon, the one who served in persona Christi servi, in the person of Christ the servant. So I pray for my brother priest, especially in the day and age of careerism, of humanistic manipulation and the desire to put ourselves first, or to use our priesthood for our own gain, or to live a life to get served instead of to serve. May we die to ourselves so that Christ lives in us and through us, so that we learn to serve. My brothers and sisters too, don't complain about what isn't being done at church, or how things are not according to your liking, but learn to serve. Serve the parish. Serve those around you by the gifts that have been bestowed upon you, by the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of His own. You, my brothers and sisters, by the virtue of your baptism, we have been called to serve God and to bring His presence to others by knowing how much God really loves us deep from within. I challenge you today to get out of darkness, out of your complacency, out of your sense of resentment or duty or responsibility, and bask yourself into His wonderful light, the light of love, and just spend time and waste time with Him to allow Him to love you deep from within, and to simply say back to Him, God, I love you.